So today I'm here to talk about a very important thing, which is technically just snacks. But I'm not talking about the pesky, you know, lunch snacks that we get from the lunch we have provided our schools, because those, as we all know, are horrible. But the snacks we get that actually provide nutrients, which are from these vending machines. Now, you might not think much about these vending machines, but I can assure you that the vending machines at Cinco Ranch High School are the top vending machines ever. Now, not only does the beautiful staff provide the best snacks, such as Cheez-Its, Hot Cheetos, but they're not the regular Hot Cheetos. They make sure that we're staying healthy, so it's about 10% less fat, which I think is adequately amazing, because they're teaching our school to eat whatever you want, but you still can be healthy at the same time. They're beautiful. They're boxes that give out any snack you want, and they charge very minimum prices. Now, honestly, a lot of kids, a lot of freshmen don't exactly work, so I feel like it should be a tiny bit more cheaper, especially when it comes to water, being that it's $1.25 for just normal water, which is a bit absurd. I think maybe 50 cents should be enough, but you know, I beg to differ, because this water takes a lot of, you know, quality and time to generate, so I still do understand that. These also vending machines, I feel like we need to express them and advertise them more in our school. We need to put up vending machines everywhere, make them in every single class, and provide different things. For example, we can have an art vending machine. Say right next to the art door, we put a vending machine containing paper, paintbrushes, and multiple things like this. It could be useful for the class. And it could be for every single class, we could have separate vending machines. And you might ask, where will we get the funding for them? Well, I will tell you right here. We will make sure that our national government provides the money we need for us. Because these vending machines, not only can they also provide snacks, as I mentioned in my first point that I mentioned, that these snacks are also viable nutritions, but it can also give us materials, such as when you take out this food and you're with a plastic bag, and you're with this plastic, for example, you eat all the chips from your chip bag, it can become a trash bag for you. Why don't we just elevate that and create materials, as I mentioned with my art example? We can implement this throughout everywhere, and this would increase how much students love this school, because we provide these vending machines. We could be the change for many schools in the U.S. if we provide vending machines everywhere. Now, for example, in Japan, they provide vending machines for almost everything. You can name multiple things. You can go search up Japanese vending machines. It's quite fascinating to see how many different types of things they provide, such as daily things like toothbrushes. They even can provide makeup materials. These vending machines serve high-quality things to their people. Now, why can't we just encourage students to have the same high-quality things as Japanese citizens living in Japan? I mean, it's an allocate proposition, I believe so, and I feel like if we start expressing this idea and we talk about it amongst our school board and really press down about it, we could do something. The school council, the broadcast team, and maybe even the journalism team can all make a type of proposition to make sure that these vending machines are allocated everywhere in our school. This is important. And I want everyone to know that if we don't stand to fight for more vending machines, and if we stand for them to start dying out, this could mess up our whole snack system, because nobody likes the lunch snacks. Not anymore, they don't. They all taste bad. We don't want bad snacks. We want our vending machine good snacks, and we want materials and help from these vending machines, because we need them. We could decorate them and make them look beautiful, make them people want to buy things from it. It's, in a way, a tricky, manipulative business from getting money. I mean, how these vending machines get money. But then again, we have to think, this is still benefiting the students, and they're quick and they're easy, and they're also kind of fun to do and to figure out and to choose which one I should choose. It provides multiple choices, and that's what we need for our school: a vending machine that can not only allocate snacks but materials, and to make sure that they're available with multiple choices of what they want to pick. I believe this is what Cinco Ranch High School needs, and I believe this is the only thing they actually will ever need.